Ever since she was a teenager, Anna Quigg had stomach problems. Sometimes she would be constipated. Sometimes, she says, she would have the opposite problem.
I couldn't eat anything and not have to rush to the bathroom.
She would also get pains in her joints and would become anemic. She didn't know what caused her symptoms, but she never suspected that wheat was the problem.
Who thinks they're allergic to bread, you know?
In fact, celiac disease is more than an allergy. It's an autoimmune disease. The body's defenses mistakenly attack the lining of the small intestine, where nutrients are absorbed. That leads to malnutrition. Symptoms and severity vary. Quigg's stomach problems, joint pains, and anemia are common. Serious cases can cause stunted growth in children and can lead to liver disease, seizures, and miscarriages in adults. Alessio Fasano directs the Celiac Research Center at the University of Maryland. He says celiac disease used to be considered a rare disorder, found mostly among Europeans.
Now, with the large epidemiological studies done everywhere, including here, we can say with a great level of confidence that the disease affects roughly the same percentage of the general population worldwide, that is roughly 1%. So it's not rare at all.
And if it's not rare, that means there are a lot of potential customers looking for gluten-free products. Food manufacturers have caught on. Anna Quigg says it was a lot harder to find gluten-free foods when she was first diagnosed 7 years ago.
I do remember the first time I went grocery shopping, it took me about 3 hours. And I kind of wanted to cry when I came home because it was just overwhelming.
Today, she says, she can find products without gluten almost anywhere. The gluten-free market is now worth more than $1.5 billion a year. That's partly because of the growing awareness about celiac disease, but it's also partly because gluten-free has become a new fad diet. Some people without celiac disease say they feel better when they avoid gluten, but many scientists are skeptical. Whatever the reason, the demand for gluten-free products creates an opportunity for farmers like David Eckert. About 8 years ago, he says, he saw a strange sight on a farm near his home in Nevada.
I just seen a crop growing that I'd never seen before, and I looked at it for a long time, and finally I seen somebody out there in that field one day, and I normally don't do that, but my curiosity got the best of me.
Eckert went up to the farmer and asked what he was growing. It was teff, a staple grain of the Horn of Africa. It does not contain gluten. A couple years went by before Eckert decided to try growing teff himself, replacing some of his alfalfa and maize, known in the U.S. as corn.
What comes along to most of us, it's the almighty dollar, and that's what kind of impressed me about it, is it looked to me like I could do better with it than I could corn.
Eckert says the teff business has been strong. Nevada now grows about half of the teff produced in the United States, worth about $1 million to the state's farmers. Not a huge segment of the market, but Eckert expects it will grow.
The non-gluten market, I think, is going to be a big market. I think it's just getting there and knowing the right people, getting into your larger companies that are going to really use the product.
Companies making gluten-free products use teff partly because it is more nutritious than some of their other main ingredients, such as rice flour and potato starch. But teff also has some competition in that role from other grains, such as buckwheat, quinoa, and amaranth. Celiac disease patient Anna Quigg sometimes buys bread made with teff and other whole grains. She gives it a tepid endorsement.
It's okay. It's not as soft. But I think that's expected with a whole grain bread. But, you know, it's fine.
That could be a barrier for teff. Most Americans, even those with celiac disease, like their bread white and soft. Steve Barragona, VOA News, Washington.